Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now, Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
To save his rotten skin, Harry Palmer came to see me last night with enough stories about Stella Bronson to put her out of the running with Jeff forever. I made a deal with him. For telling me about Stella, I promised never to have him charged with embezzlement or anything else. He was cunning enough to know I'd promise anything to get Stella out of the way. And I did. She, of all people, has Angela Tennant's diary. And I don't suppose I have to go through all the whys and wherefores of Stella's motives for keeping it to herself. All I know is I can force her to clear off and never see Jeff again. That's if I can make myself do it. You see, the thing that sticks in my head is the rottenness of it all. If I take advantage of Stella through Harry Palmer, it makes me as bad as he is. And that's why I'm meeting her for lunch now.
Well, this is very sweet of you, Marcia. But I've a feeling there's more to it than meets the eye. Could I be right?
You could. What are you having?
Let me look. I think whiting, Waldorf salad, peach melba.
That'll just about do me. For two, thanks. And send the drink waiter. I had Palmer on my hands last night.
Where?
At home. Aunt Harriet's away, you know.
I'd have thought you'd slam the door in his face.
So I shall next time. Stella, if I asked you very sincerely, would you go away from Jeff and stay away?
No. You should know better than to ask.
Would you go away from him under any circumstances at all?
Only if he told me to clear off.
Well, do you think he will, ever?
What are you getting at? What did Palmer tell you last night?
Never mind what Palmer said. Do you think Jeff will ever get sufficiently fed up with you to break whatever promises he's made?
I'm certain he won't. Look, Marcia, I don't know if you're feeding your ego by thinking Jeff's only marrying me out of gratitude. If you are, you're wrong.
Am I?
I could give you a chapter and verse if you could stand it. The man's in love with me, and I don't want to rub it in, but he's not terribly fond of you.
Stella, don't you realize that Jeff would marry you whether he wanted to or not out of gratitude?
Yes, but it so happens he does want to.
Stella, I'm trying my hardest to be civilized. You don't generally discuss your husband with your successor.
And I wish you wouldn't. You're ruining my appetite.
I'm ruining my own. Stella, you surely must see, if you go on with this, if you hold Jeff to his promises... I don't care if you're married to him for 50 years. Neither of you will ever get any happiness.
Suppose you let me worry about my happiness. I know what I want.
But you haven't got it yet, and maybe you won't.
Marcia, I don't want to quarrel with you, but this lunch was your idea. So let's forget Jeff, shall we?
He's the one person you and I should be able to discuss. I should be able to do absolutely anything to get you out of the way. With a clear conscience, too.
Aren't you doing it already?
No, I'm not. Don't ask me why. You had no scruples when you set out to break up my marriage.
You broke up your marriage yourself. And anyway, what could you do now that you're not doing already?
I should tell you.
What's holding you up?
If I thought Jeff was leaving me just out of gratitude to you, for all you did when I let you down...
How many more times do you have to be told? Are you so keen on yourself that you imagine he cares tuppence about you, Marcia?
I'm not keen on myself, not anymore. But I do know this. If Jeff really wants to marry you, I'm not going to get in your way.
That's decent of you.
But if I could be sure he wanted to come back to me, I'd settle you in 5 minutes. And Stella, get one thing straight. I could. The drink waiter. A double brandy for you, Stella.
Ah, Pilgrim. Take a seat. Well, now, what can we do for you? And by the way, I'm glad to see you're back at Bendigo's.
Thanks very much, sir. I'm not going to mince matters, Mr. Robertson. Bendigo's had your account for, what was it, 8 years. Well, now I'm running the show, and we want it back again.
That's a pretty tall order. We were disorganized for the best part of a fortnight when they made the change, and so far the new people have managed very well. At all events, I don't think it's worthwhile discussing a change back to you chaps again.
We're under new management, Mr. Robertson.
I'm aware of that. But the fact of a fellow like that chap Palmer being in charge of Bendigo's at all makes you think. No, Pilgrim. Under the circumstances...
Just give me a hearing, sir. I know this business, and I also know the people looking after you now can't offer you anything like the overall management we can. Palmer's out of the way. The rest of our executive level's just as it was under Tressida Bendigo himself. I'm in charge completely.
Mind if I speak plainly, Pilgrim?
Not at all, sir.
You left Bendigo's under a cloud. How is it you're back there without someone else standing trial for that swindle?
Well, it's a pretty long story. Plenty of people know the score. Nothing can be proved.
Mentioning no names?
Mentioning no names.
I can guess. But what I have to remember is that my clients are among the oldest, soundest firms in town. Just suppose I do take you up. Chaps are going to come to me and say, what's the idea? Bendigo's have gone to seed and they've this fellow Pilgrim in charge. Isn't he the chap they had up for fraud? What am I going to say then?
I'm hoping you'll back your own judgment, sir.
That's all very fine, but I can't afford to lose clients any more than Bendigo's.
So it boils down to a question of my own personal standing.
I'm afraid it does, Pilgrim.
I expect I knew that all along. Yes, I did. And I may as well tell you, I was hoping you'd come back to us to give other people a lead, Mr. Robertson.
You wanted the town to say, Robertson and Archer are back with Bendigo's. They must be on top again, eh?
Well, something like that. Well, I don't suppose there'd be much harm done. Goodbye, sir. Thanks for the hearing.
Goodbye, Pilgrim. Tell you one thing, if it's any good to you.
Yes?
Get that fraud business properly cleared up, and I might talk to you. But until then, well, you understand, don't you?
I understand perfectly. Thanks.
Pity that. He's always seemed such a nice chap. Oh, well. Business is business.
You said you wanted a week, Stella. You've had your week. So what about the diary?
You still expect me to hand it over?
You know what to expect if you don't.
Jeff will hear about it.
Right, my lamb.
You went to see Marcia. What did you tell her?
Me? Why, tittle, not a thing.
Listen, Palmer, Marcia has something up her sleeve. If you haven't been chattering, who has?
Now, what in the world would I have to say to Marcia?
You could have told her I had the diary. And you could have told her about those shares.
And lose whatever chance I had of getting it from you? That'd be silly, Angel. Just tell me what you're going to do and be done with it.
You want the diary now or you'll tell. I don't want to repeat myself over and over again, Palmer. I just want to be sure that there's no way out for me.
There's no way out for you, Petal. Hand it over or your playmate Jeff Pilgrim will hear a little story from me. And then he won't love you anymore.
You'll do this knowing he'll have you arrested. Knowing he'll come straight to me, demand the diary and hand it to the police all within half an hour.
Knowing all that, Poppet.
There's something here I don't get, Palmer. You're not scared. Just as though you were running no risk at all.
Stella, I'm not.
You did tell Marcia. You must have. She must know I have the diary.
Never mind what I said or didn't say to Marcia. Do I get Angela Tennant's diary?
Yes. Yes, you do.
When?
Tomorrow night. I can't get my hands on it before.
Shall I be here at your flat about this time?
Yes.
Thought you'd be sensible. You should have known you couldn't get the better of me, Stella. But don't change your mind. I wouldn't like it if you did. I might even go to Pilgrim anywhere.
Don't worry, Palmer. I won't change my mind.
Hello, Stella. Come on in. I've been working over the files of the Robertson Archer account.
Never mind that now, Jeff. I want you to tell me... Really and truly, can I trust you?
Here we go again. What is it this time?
I'm terribly serious. In the last hour, I've had to make up my mind to take an awful risk, and I'm taking it. If you let me down, Jeff...
It would be nice if I knew what you were talking about.
Listen, darling, you haven't been... Well, you seem to have been forgetting about Harry Palmer lately.
Where does that rat fit in?
Well, not so long ago, you thought about catching the rotter morning, noon, and night. Is it still so important to you?
Just as important. I've shut up about him lately, so people wouldn't think I was getting a phobia. But I do wish you'd tell me what this is all about.
Jeff, would you still have any time for me if you discovered I hadn't been terribly honest with you?
Haven't you been?
No.
Lies?
Lies of omission, Jeff.
And now you want to tell me?
I have to. But first, please understand, darling, it seemed to me I just had to keep quiet about something...
Get it over, Stella. What have you done, or what have you omitted doing?
For the last 3 months, Jeff, I have had Angela Tennant's diary.
You?
Yes, Jeff, me. So what are you going to do to me? I wasn't going to let him hear it from Palmer. And I wasn't going to let Marcia tell him anything but that. And I certainly wasn't going to hand the diary meekly over to Palmer and see him blithely trot off as free as air. So there it is. I've cooked my goose this time, all right. But you have to do the decent thing once in your life. I wonder how it feels to have your neck wrung.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.